The theme of Emunah is a central motif in the holiday of Pesach. Many of the Sfarim refer to Chag HaPesach, in fact, as the Chag HaEmunah, the holiday of faith. Famously, the Zohar refers to matzah as the Michla deHemnusa, the food of faith. And if one were to question why this is, what the source of this is, where this stems from, the simplest answer, I think, would be based on comments which are famously attributed to the Ramban in his commentary to Parshas Bo, although others, such as the Sefer HaChinuch, echo this theme as well. That is that the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim express and confirm the most basic foundations of our faith, our Yesodei HaEmunah, the existence of God, His active involvement in the events of the world, notions of reward and punishment, the idea of Hashem communicating with human beings, Nevuah. All of these are demonstrated through the story of our Exodus of Egypt, of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moreover, as Yehuda Halevi famously notes in his Sefer HaKuzari, the opening pasuk of the Aseres HaDibros, that initial statement of faith that we make, the first one of those Dibros, of Anochi, about faith and belief in the existence of Hashem, defines or couches the existence of Hashem, not in terms of Hashem being the creator of the world, but rather as the one who was Hosiacha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the one who took us out of the land of Egypt. That is the initial primary declaration of faith that we have in the Aseres HaDibros. Hashem is the one who took us out of Egypt. And again, all of this goes together with the insight of the Ramban, and I think all of this underscores those sources that we began with that focus on Emunah, on faith, as being a central motif in the holiday of Pesach. And while all of this is undoubtedly true, the Slonim HaRebbe, the Nesiv HaShalom, adds what he refers to as Yesh Od Madrega BeEmunah. He notes that there's in fact another dimension in faith, and that is the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. The belief in the concept of Am HaNivchar. This is also a central element of our faith, and specifically an element of our faith which is generated and rooted, anchored in the holiday of Pesach. We were chosen, ultimately we became a nation, we became Am HaNivchar during the Yetzias Mitzrayim, during the Pesach story and narrative. We declare this in the Musaf davening of every one of the Chagim, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, you chose us among all the nations, but the actual choosing, that event, stems from the holiday of Pesach. Hashem chose us and transformed us from not just being B'nai Yisrael, but we turned into Am Yisrael. From just being the children of Yaakov, into his people. From being just a family, into a nation. And that occurred on Pesach. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if he chose us, it means that he believes in us. He believes in our capacity to partner with him in the drama of human history. This is incredibly important. And as the Nesiv HaShalom says, Yesh Od Madrega BeEmunah, if Hashem chose us, it means He believes in us, and that is a central tenet of our faith as well. We know the Pasuk refers to Hashem as a Kel Emunah. We say it every day in the Moda'ani. We refer to Hashem as Rabba Emunah Secha. He's the one of great faith, a God of faith. But the question is obvious in either context. We understand what it means to say that human beings have faith, that they are believing or non-believers. But in what sense can Hashem be said to be a Kel Emunah, Rabba Emunah Secha? And the answer, says the Sifrei in Parshas Dvarim, is that Hashem does believe. Sheheemin Bivruav. He believes in his creations. If you woke up this morning, it means Hashem decided, I believe in you, I believe in your capacity to do something meaningful, and therefore I believe you deserve another day of life. I want to add one final component to this, and that is something that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik pointed out, and it is contained in the work Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind. And that is that if Hashem believes in us and he trusts us, then we have no choice but to believe in and trust ourselves. We are often filled with doubt, all sorts of doubts. Doubts about our capabilities, doubts about our worthiness, many, many other kinds of doubts. We have to remember that Hashem is a Kel Emunah. He believes in us. He has confidence in us. And if He believes in us, and He has confidence in us, then we have no doubt, we have no choice, excuse me, but to believe in and have confidence in ourselves. And I would say a final twist to that is, if we know that Hashem believes in us and He has confidence in us, that itself is a machayev. that obligates us to live up to that confidence, to do whatever we can to make sure that Hashem's confidence is well-placed. Hashem's faith in us obligates us to do whatever we can to live up to our lofty calling. And this is something that is incredibly important, and I think many of us have been blessed, whether it was the confidence of a teacher or a parent, or sometimes even the love and confidence that we get from our spouse. But when we know that someone has put their name, so to speak, behind us, put their reputation behind us, that obligates us, and we feel that obligation to make sure that we make that person look good. If we've ever had a situation where someone went to bat for us, called in a favor to help us get a job or get accepted to a school or a yeshiva, etc., you want to do well by that person. They put their name on the line, their reputation on the line, you want to live up to that. We can understand that. We all relate to that on a human level. In fact, it's true when it comes to Hashem as well. By Him choosing us, Hashem has basically put His reputation on the line based on how we live and how we behave. And this is all part of the Chag HaEmunah, the holiday of faith that Pesach celebrates. As we gather together now in the middle of Chol HaMoed on a Yontif of Pesach, which is known as the Chag HaEmunah, the Festival of Faith, we have to remember that Emunah, that faith, is a two-way street. And just as we have faith in the Ribono Shel Olam, He has faith in us. And the result, we must believe in and have confidence in ourselves and take the necessary action to live up to that belief and confirm Hashem's confidence.